Florida's habitats and environment make it home to a variety of wildlife that calls the state their home. Spiders are abundant animals you will see in the months of spring to fall, with many of them showcasing a myriad of colors. White is a unique color for a spider, as most species are found in colors like yellow, tan, black, or dark brown. In this article, you will learn about 9 white spiders in Florida and the exciting things you can learn about each one. It is estimated now that there are more than 50,000 different spider species inhabiting the Earth, with around 2,500 of them living in the United States. Some of the spiders that live in Florida vary greatly from each other. The lifestyle, behavior, and physical differences are what make it fun to learn about each spider species. Florida is filled with more spiders than you can count. White spiders all share the same color, but each is wildly different. Here are 9 white spiders in Florida and the things you should know about each. 1. Zebra jumping spider, Salticus scenicus. A member of the Salticidae, the zebra jumping spider is named after its white and black pigment. This spider is covered in small white hairs, with white markings and stripes covering them. It also has black and tannish colors, similar to a zebra's pattern. Both sexes are of similar size, ranging between 5 to 9 millimeters, 0.19 to 0.35 inches. Like other jumping spiders, they can leap very quickly to navigate, sometimes jumping more than 2 feet away. The zebra jumping spider is a very common white spider in Florida and is also found in other parts of North America. This species lives in open habitat with vertical surfaces for them to climb on. In residential areas, the sides of houses and fences are also places where this species is seen. They hunt small insects like flies and other spiders with excellent eyesight and movement. Jumping spiders are often seen circling their prey, stalking them like a cat, then striking at the most fitting moment. Mostly active and hunting during the day, spring is when this spider is seen most. 2. Goldenrod crab spider, Mesumina vacia. The ability to change colors, their crab-like appearance, and their hunting ability makes the goldenrod crab spider a unique species. Females of this species have large round abdomens and 2 long crab-like front legs. Males are small in size, never growing past 5 millimeters, 0.19 inches, while females can reach up to 10 millimeters, 0.39 inches. Living across North America and Europe, females of this species spend their life sitting on flowering plants. Males wander around looking for a mate. Goldenrod crab spiders sit on flowers like goldenrod or daisies since they camouflage best in them. These spiders have a pearl-white coloring but are able to change their pigment to yellow if the host flower is yellow. Late summer and fall are when this species is active in Florida. They are common in grasslands, prairies, and other similar habitats. A diurnal species, they hunt during the day, preying on pollinator insects. Butterflies, flies, and bees that visit flowers are quickly grabbed, then eaten by this spider. Their front legs are extremely strong and have small pincers for them to have a good grip. 3. Ghost spider, Wafila saltabundus. Wafila saltabundus is a member of the Enyphenidae spider family, also called by some the ghost spider family. It is one of the many white spiders in Florida you may come across. This ghost spider species is also found in other parts of the United States and Canada. It has an all-white coloring and grows between 4 to 7 millimeters, 0.15 to 0.27 inches, small. Along with its white coloring, this spider is known for its long legs and plump round abdomen. Ghost spiders are seen most often in the summer and are active at night. This species will build a silk retreat to live and rest in. They also use these sacks to lay their eggs and guard them until the spiderlings are ready to fend for themselves. This white spider is often seen near plant life and highly vegetated areas. Fields, farms, grasslands, forests, and gardens are areas the spider lives. This species is one of 500 ghost spider, Enyphenidae, species living on the globe, many of which are white spiders. 4. Spiny-backed orbweaver, Gastrocantha canceromys. White is one of the most common colors the spiny-backed orbweaver is seen in. It is one of many white spiders in Florida but may also appear in yellow, red, orange, and ivory coloring. The body abdomen of this species differs drastically from most spiders in Florida, as it is covered in black dimples and has large spikes protruding outward. Around 6 spikes protrude from its oval-shaped body. Summer and early fall are when the spiny-backed orb weaver is most active. It is usually seen sitting in the center of its large circular web during the day. Spiny-backed orb weavers create a web up to 24 inches in diameter, a trait done by most female orb weavers. Males are not seen as often and spend their life looking for a mate. Habitats with an abundance of plant life are where this spider prefers to live. Woodlands and gardens are where this species makes its web, using the surrounding vegetation to support its webs. Small insects like flies, mosquitoes, and small butterflies that get trapped in their web are what this spider feeds on. Parasites, wasps, and birds are their main predators, and it is said that the large spines on this spider helps it ward off predators. Only females have large spikes on their abdomen, and males are much smaller than females. 5. White-banded crab spider, Mesumenoides formosypes. The white-banded crab spider is a member of the Thomisidae crab spider family that inhabits Florida. Like the goldenrod crab spider, this species has a white or yellow coloring. The white-banded crab spider is named and identifiable from other crab spider species due to the bold white stripes on the back of their carapace. Females are much larger than males and are around 5 to 11 millimeters, 0.2 to 0.4 inches. Male white-banded crab spiders have long dark brown legs and small heads. They have a small rounded white abdomen and are around 3 millimeters, 0.11 inches, small. Like other crab spiders, this species lives on flowering plants. Meadows, grasslands, woodlands, and gardens are habitats this species lives in within Florida. The late summer and early fall seasons are when white-banded crab spiders are active. Their front two legs are crab-like and is used to snatch prey when it gets too close. They feed on bees, flies, and other small animals that get near flowers. While their coloring is white or yellow, white-banded crab spiders may have additional markings on their rounded abdomens to better blend them into the environment. 6. White Microthina, Microthina mitrata. In Florida, the white Microthina spider is a small orb-weaving spider living in forested and residential areas. The adult white Microthina ranges between 4 to 6 millimeters, 0.15 to 0.23 inches, in size. As its name suggests, this spider has a white abdomen, which has a similar shape to a head wrap. The top of its abdomen has small spikes and the cephalothorax is reddish-brown. White Microthina lives in highly vegetated areas, and females build orb-shaped webs to live in. Gardens and the edges of woodlands are where this spider is regularly found in Florida. Many see this spider as a benefit since its webs catch various plant-eating pest insects. The white Microthina uses its venom to neutralize its prey along with its silk. This spider is harmless to humans, and only dangerous to the flies, mosquitoes, gnats, and other flying insects that it feeds on. 7. White-jawed jumping spider, Hentzia mitrata. The white-jawed jumping spiders are one of the few members of the Salticidae jumping spider family that have mostly white coloring. Along with other spiders in Florida on this list, they are unique due to their white coloring. Adults of this species are between 3 to 5 millimeters, 0.11 to 0.19 inches. Their body and legs are covered in snow-white fur, and orange and tan markings appear on their back. Male white-jawed jumpers are easily identifiable by their long front legs and enlarged pedipalps. These white spiders live statewide in Florida. They are sometimes found in residential areas and jumping on vertical surfaces. Jumping spiders prefer to move around on structures like walls and trees since it gives them a chance to use their excellent eyesight to spot prey. White-jawed jumping spiders are active most in spring. The day is the time to spot them, and they can be seen hunting. 9. White-banded fishing spider, Dolomedes albinus. The white-banded fishing spider is a species of nursery web spider found in Florida. This spider is seen most active in the spring month but may be seen found year-round. Unlike other fishing spiders, this species has a white or grayish coloring. They have dark bands and a black mottled pattern that covers their body. White-banded fishing spiders range between 18 to 23 millimeters, 0.7 to 0.9 inches, in body size. Swamps are the habitat this spider is found in most, which is why this species is seen often in Florida since the state holds around 20% of wetland areas in the United States. Like other members of the nursery web spider family, this species can walk on water. Their fur is hydrophobic, and their legs put little surface pressure on the water, allowing them to walk on it. White-banded fishing spiders are active at night and spend this period hunting. They feed on both aquatic and terrestrial animals. Their diet consists of smaller animals like tadpoles, small fish, and water insects. The white coloring also makes it easy for this species to blend into various rocky areas and sneak up on prey. Their camouflage helps them hide from prey like lizards or larger spiders. White banded fishing spiders may also dive into the water when approached or threatened.